For 1,000 years, Jews said the Kelet was hidden away. Then two men decided that hidden is not the same as gone. For the last 2 centuries, scholars, historians, archaeologists, marine biologists, and chemists have all worked at the mystery of the ancient shellfish dyes. On the Jewish side, two towering figures set out to recover Tekelet itself. The first was the Rebbe of Ratzon, Rabbi Gershon Henoch Leiner, in the late 1800s. The second was Rabbi Yitzchak Isaac Halevi Herzog, who wrote a doctorate on Tekelet in 1914 and would later become the first chief rabbi of the State of Israel. What matters here is how they thought, because though we can disagree with their conclusions, most of their assumptions are the reason we are standing in this building at all. Both held that the Hilazon was a real animal, not a mystical creature, not a miracle, a creature that existed and therefore still exists and therefore can be found. The Ratziner believed the Hilazon was a squid-like creature, the cuttlefish. Rav Herzog disagreed. The Hilazon, he held, was a sea snail of the Mediterranean, and scientific tools were a legitimate means to approach the question. He proved he meant it. He analyzed the Ratziner's dye and rejected it when the chemistry showed its color did not come from a sea creature at all. Rav Herzog also held that the Tekelet of the Torah was the same dye the surrounding nations used, which makes it entirely legitimate, necessary even, to search the writings of other peoples and the findings of archaeology. And on one point, both the Ratziner and Rav Herzog would not move, because the tradition was clear. Tekelet is sky blue.